Even just one more track, we'll see. In EDM eats M&Ms from last week. That was a crazy username. I didn't point that out, but as I was leaving for the show, I was like, that goes crazy. Hope you're doing well, champ, wherever you may be. We are going to play the other Jewels track. Kind of weird to jump from Jewels to Jewels, but or like Jewels and then out and then back. But it's pretty good. I really, really like it. It's called One Time FYM, or One Time For Your Mind. And in parentheses, it's called My Insane Pace. And it just has such a gnarly bass in it. I've been using that word a lot this show, but it's true, that's what it is. And also the super fun, antiquated samples that sound very like old recordings of very natural analog instruments, which is fun, just like kind of littered in the track for just half a bar or something. And then I feel like the end of this track, if I'm remembering it correctly, really showcases the sound that made Jewels impactful in the scene lately. This like super high quality, room filling rave chord that just cuts through everything and is siren-y and filled with energy and also kind of like emotional. Like it feels very like... I'm not going to get the right word for it. I'm just going to let it play. I'm not going to act like I know what I'm talking about in this vein, but there's something holy about this kind of sound when you stack up enough, like, super saws or whatever it is and drive a chord this hard. It sounds so sick, and I hope you agree with me on that. Here is One Time For Your Mind, My Insane Pace, one of the last songs on the mixtape Adrenochrome Zero. It wrong. That was so far from holy that it was hellish even. No, I don't know, but it wasn't the right track that I was thinking of at the outro. However, that is, I still think maybe no, Saibo is definitely my favorite from the album, but that one's second up there. I think it goes hard. It's super fun, and the antiquated samples in there really add a nice little bit of peace for just a second, otherwise usually exempt from a Jewels track. Let's see, what else do we got? I've got more in me, right? Yeah, sure. Let's play If You Know You Know, or IYKYK by Sanholo and Amanda Joy. I heard this live when he went out for his Wholesome Rhythm tour. Very interesting combination of words there. But I really like this track. There's some parts of it that feel so minimal. Like certain parts, like right at the beginning, the snare is so pronounced, like almost overly pronounced. It just layered, kind of not really mixed well into the song, in my opinion. But like knowing how long San Holo has been in the game for, I feel like it's intentional. And as you listen to the rest of the song, there's a certain element of this like hollowness to it. It's very like lots of like tube distortion and I don't really know how to describe it other than it feels like the track could be so much more full, and instead it's making use of how much space is in the track. And I'm not talking exactly silence as much as I am just kind of empty sounds. And hopefully that'll be clear once you're listening to it. But kind of a fun, I don't know, contrast between this chaotic bit of rhythm with like the drum patterns being a little punchy and clunky and a little raw at times, and this kind of more hollow, I will use the word this time again, holy, but not necessarily like a euphoric, just kind of like a solemn holy hollowness that I think coincides with the lyrics a little bit, or at least my interpretation of them. I don't know, but if you know that you know. I think a lot of these lyrics are about kind of seeing the subtle reminders of other people in beautiful things and like having a bit of nostalgic moment and like the peace or complex emotions that can come with that, but mostly just like, wow, that's pretty and I'm glad that I have someone that I think about when I see a pretty thing or something like that. Or at least that's how I'm interpreting the lyrics. You let me know what you think. Let me know what you know or what I know or what we know or whatever. But this is If You Know, You Know, San Holo and Amanda Joy. A little smoother. Might be a nice way to kind of ease out the show. We'll see. And I feel so thank you. something tried to sneak in there. It was Risk by Gracie Abrams. That's crazy. That would have been such a wild switch up for the show. Okay, and I guess Fading Out of If You Know, You Know, it's a little bit smoother maybe, especially in the vocal range. But can you imagine One Time for Your Mind, My Insane Pacey's like, Adrenochrome Zero, no, Adrenamanjaro, and then it's, you're the risk and I'm gonna take it, or something. I haven't heard the song in a while, to be honest. I don't have a lot of playlists. Oh, I do have a lot of playlists, but a lot of times when I'm listening, I do just have everything on like a liked playlist, and it's just whatever comes up, and I do a lot of skipping usually, I suppose. Although this year, I feel like my Spotify 100 is going to be so, like, unentertaining. It's going to be, like, four albums. And it's going to be the Skrillex album at the top, the Nina Jirachi album probably second, interspersed with a bit of the So-So album that I played a couple tracks of on air a while ago. Because, I don't know, I just loved all the sounds in that album so much, and it was very good for my productivity, so I just listened to it a lot. So that's like 70 tracks right there, because the Skrillex album's like 45 tracks, which is fun when it came out, but now when I'm gonna get like my Spotify Wrapped, like half of it is Skrillex. Well, first of all, I guess that does accurately portray my listening history, but regardless, anyway, that's such a like smooth song towards the end too, but I kind of want to play more stuff, especially because I don't know. I don't get to do this for another week. So we're going to play some more stuff. This is a track from Kim J's new album called Korean American. Kim J is sick. A lot of people just call them Asian Skrillex, which I can get behind. Maybe. I don't know if that's a lot. Can I get behind that? Can we get a court order? Not court order. What is it called? A jury verdict. Can I say that? Anyway. Here's something FCC doesn't want me to say, but I can because it's the song name. Ooh. But it's a collab with Umru, who is literally the best producer I've ever worked with. No, I've not worked with Umru, but that is their producer tag. And Underscores, which you know that I absolutely love everything about the Underscores project and the Underscores human being. So this was super fun for me to see kind of this collab, especially writing the heels of Underscores and Umru's really fun collab, Pop Life, which I believe I played on air, if not, just threw it on the playlist at some point. But this track is called 1-800-FUCK-OFF, and it goes hard. I like it a lot, and it showcases a lot of the very weird orchestration and effects that Kim J's going for on a lot of their tracks, and adding Umru to the mix definitely steps that up a lot, especially in kind of the rhythm, I would say. Kim J is really good at getting some really gnarly, weird bass sounds and really authentic to that kind of older school bass music. But especially when it comes to like percussive and orchestration outlaying of a track, Umru is insane in that department. So this is a really fun one for me. It's very all over the place. Plus, the title is super fun, so I like it. It's cute. It's toxic. It's fun. Here's 1-800-FUCK-OFF. I won't do it twice, but.
I make the same things.
very fun. If you liked it, it's a little different from the rest of the album, honestly. The rest of the album doesn't have anywhere near as much vocals, I think. The other one is called, the other one that does is called My Unease, I think. And it goes crazy. I really like that one too. It has vocals from Sebi on it, if I remember correctly. And that's a fun track too. So check it out, or check out the whole album, especially if you like some of that old Skrillex stuff. There's one called Some Chick Shit. You gotta love it, man. Okay. Let's see. I want to play this. I honestly don't super remember how it goes, but I remember listening to it and being like, another banger from Cooper Scott. This one goes out to Ryan, if you're still listening. I love you. But Ryan, former housemate. I used to call him ex-housemate, but he's a former housemate now. Dare I say, like, probably one of my closest friends. But alas, we still need to put in that criteria. But this is Juliet Had a Gun. He showed me a couple of Cooper Scott's other tracks. I don't know which one I like the most, but pretty much every time they drop something, it's fun to listen to, and it just has a really nice punchy beat to it. So we'll do that for a bit. Plus, I just want to, I don't know, play something for my buddies. I don't know what else to play. I just got energy a little bit. Okay, anyway, here's Juliet Had a Gun. Oh, it's so clubby. I love it.
Oh, hey, Juliet, why are you on the phone? I'm gonna be pressing against the wall when I'm all alone. My drip, it, on my jump up on. I fill my heart like a xylophone. Oh, Juliet, I see your boyfriend's shadow. Play so sweet, make a grown man shallow. Saying he won't break my day. Hey, Juliet, got me locked on your brain, girl. Couldn't help but notice. Got me locked on the pain. Just throw me up like I'm hopeless. Lock me up and take all the pain. Shoot me down and damage my brain. Crack a symbol on the wall. You know I go both ways. Got me pressing against the wall when I'm all alone. Got me blowing my heart like a xylophone. Play so sweet, make it go me shallow. Bitch, I'm all about red in my mouth, I'm a freak. I should put my body, take it off by piece. Goatee a top and the Otterling a necklace. Down to the socks when I put you on a guest list. Love or lust, baby, I choose neither. Guess the paycheck like a Death Eater. Text the Amex, Julius Caesar. Got me locked on your brain, girl. Couldn't help but notice. Got me locked on the pain. Just throw me up like I'm hopeless. Lock me up and take all the pain. Shoot me down and damage my brain. Like some blood. Pumps in my neck, I call it death by pleasers. Got me pressing against the wall when I'm all alone. Got me blowing my heart like a xylophone. Say so sweet, make it call me a shallow. Oh, Julie, oh, Julie, oh, Julie, oh, Julie.
You know I go.
Pass me the
so fictitious, Dublin, LA, two damn sis. First class, again on the jet, the misfits. Take it off of me in the back of the club. Night compose when you put your legs up. Filthy, dirty, suck. Put it off to the side and pass me the gun.
Alright, yeah, I like it. It's very bouncy, very fun. And also just, like, I don't know. I think the rest of his tracks are kind of similar. A very big, like, big room bouncy, clubby vibe. Complete with, also with the Charlie XCX Rhodes piano chorus. Super fun. Thanks, Ryan, for all the recs. Ryan has recommended quite a few of the bangers in my collection and some of the features on the show. So, yeah. He rules. Love you, Ryan. Okay, that's enough, like, Ryan simping live on air. I don't know if I played these tracks. I have a feeling I didn't because I have them saved. After, oh, you know what, actually, I do remember I did play that. Okay, never mind, it's all coming together. I did play them, so we're not gonna do that. But can I play one more? What else can I play? I'm not gonna play Crash Out. That just goes, like, way too hard for this late. Well, does it? No, it does. We're gonna play Ocean Memory Unit by Starjunk 95, and we'll probably play one of these wrecks. Someone dropped, like, hecka wrecks in here, and then they apologize for sending recommendations, which never do that, okay? Like, first of all, well, never do that, at least on the Button Pushers show. But also, music is how I can't even do this right now. I'm trying to come up with something cringe. Music is the wavelength that connects people together, and we live in a time where connection is a premium. So do it, even if it is through sharing electronic music with your buddies. Speaking of sharing electronic music with your buddies, Spotify rolled out like a messaging feature, which is crazy. Like, first of all, Spotify, I'm trying to apply to Spotify as well, because I think that would be very, very fun to work there, despite the fact that they don't really pay their artists that much and the CEO is making questionable investments right now, but they won't hear that. And like the spot that I'm trying to apply for is actually about giving music recommendations, because that's pretty much all I care about in my life. And it would be fun to work in a space that improves that, because I have so many qualms with how Spotify goes about this. But anyway, they released a messaging feature, which is kind of weird, if I'm being honest. Like, we really didn't need that. But something that's kind of sick about it is it, like, pre-saved, which is also a little telling, just by the way, but it's pre-saved every Spotify link that you've sent out that was clicked by someone in that chat. So, like, if you got a recommendation from someone and you don't remember what it was, but you remember who the person was and that you clicked a Spotify link from them, you can go to the messaging feature and, like, scroll up and find it. And this came to my attention because I was, like, on some playlist on my phone, and then it said, like, from Jackson Parcells on the bottom, hey Jackson, on the bottom of it. And I was like, why is it saying that? And apparently it's because he sent me, like, the link directly at one point. And then it opened up this chat to, like, all of the other recs that we've sent each other, which is kind of fun. Like, honestly, that probably makes a better collaborative playlist than the blend most of the time. So I don't know, maybe check that out. Please don't, like, hit me up on like, I do want Spotify to be my preferred form of social media, but a big element of that was that you can't message people on Spotify. So don't be messaging people on Spotify. Have them redact this, please, like, as soon as possible. What we do want is journals, so that you can, like, write lyric analysis or things about songs that you like and have, like, one or two pages on a profile or something, like MySpace. That would go crazy and feed everyone's narcissism, which is, I think, where, like, probably the leading virtue of a Spotify user is narcissism. Okay, but anyway, wow, this jumped all over the place, but I'm gonna play Ocean Memory Unit because someone recently asked me for Star Junk Rex, and then they came out with this track, and I don't think it necessarily fit the same vein as the Rex as they were looking for. Star Junk has about kind of like three different styles of project, all under the Star Junk 95 name that they released for. But this one's called Ocean Memory Unit, and I think I added it to my playlist with very deep basses. Yes, I did, because it does get down there. It gets dirty, man. And you should, too. Dance. That's what Joey Valence and Bray want you to do. So let's get into it. This is Ocean Memory Unit by Starjunk95. We're going to start that over again. I love every time I start a Star Junk song, it actually sounds like I'm, like, booting up an Xbox or, like, a PlayStation 2 or, like, a GameCube. And I love that noise and nostalgia, like, trip for just 2 seconds every time. Anyway, here it is again.
Keep moving.
man. I love that one. It's good. Every once in a while, I like every Star Junk release so far, honestly. But I feel like every, like, third or fourth one that comes out really hits. And it's, like, very different from the last third or fourth one that hit. Like, he has one that's, like, super UKG jungle ambient, but heavy emphasis on this, like, Amen Break drum chop on it. And I feel like this one has much more of an emphasis on the bass line than anything else, and like that super wubby sub bass, but it's fun. I liked it. I was dancing, but I am kind of hitting a wall. But I also did say I was gonna play one of these songs. So we got a bunch of recs from Jay Wolf, and then one, I'm just gonna do the one with the longest message. Never Gone by Said the Sky. The whole album is amazing, but this song has a super synthy high note vocal that's just really fun to listen to. Sure, man. Sorry, no, not sure, man. Thank you for sharing. I was like, never apologize for sharing music. And I'm like, sure, man, whatever you have to say about it. But let's look this up. Never Gone. Or I mean, I have it downloaded and saved and I own it and I can play it on air or something. This is Never Gone by Said the Sky and Curly. After I like openly bashed Dab the Sky for like 10 minutes in the beginning of the show, my bad. We can do this. Maybe we'll do one more, who knows, but I'm getting kind of tired, so this might be the last one. But here we go. Never Gone, a listener wreck here. I have to skip past Hungry Hippo's Al Ross and Omen remix, which is what queued up next. Also a great track, you gotta check it out. Okay, sorry, here's Never Gone.
We'll be right back.
That's fun. I like how twinkly and plunky that lead sample is in the like main arp or whatever. That dun 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 dun. Very nice. I like it. Also, just super like nostalgic, emotional EDM music. Like that era from like 2016 to 20, probably like 19, 20 maybe. Not 1920, 2019 or 2020. Of like people just being super obsessed with like these layered super saws with a filter that makes them go like wah 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 at different rates and stuff. It was perfect. It's so clean. It sounds nice. A lot nicer than what I just did. I got a message from my brother asking me to play Cybao because I sent it to him directly, and I did already play it on the show, so I might direct your attention to about 42 minutes into the archive, which you can find archives of the shows that are up for a week. That being said, I might just play it again because it's really, really good and it's fun, and I don't even think anybody should be listening at this point anymore. It's been way too much, both me and electronic music this late at night. Just kidding. You can never have enough of that. But I was also like, I kind of want to play Subtronics. Because I'm gonna see Subtronics this week, and I'm really excited. Like, I've never seen a Subtronics set before, and I've been listening for a long time, and I don't know, like, I could play Itchy Scratchy, because it is, like, one of the newer, you know what, we're gonna play Itchy Scratchy. I don't think I played it on air, but I might have, because I know I believe I played Lose Yourself and Club Weapon. And I remember this came out around the same time, if I remember correctly. But if I did play it before, I'm sorry. If I didn't, I'm kind of still sorry, because it definitely does not fit this like scaling down vibe that I've been establishing over the past couple of songs. This one goes crazy again. So that's your warning. This one, and if I play Cybao again, both going to be nuts. So if you choose to sign off now, I won't blame you. If you do, thank you for listening. This has been Button Pushers, and you're fantastic, and I love you, and stay motivated, and stay moving, and be proud of yourself. Unless you have things that you shouldn't be proud of, then reflect, but don't beat yourself up for longer than you need to, because that's not even productive to whoever you feel you've hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, dwell with it for a little bit, because that's healthy. And like, there's a lot of bad people out there who don't seem to do any dwelling, like, at all. So like a little bit of dwelling and internal pain, just enough to push you to the point of the change that you actually want in yourself. That's good for you. You know what I'm saying? Me neither. Here's Itchy Scratchy, because I used all of my brain power in that last sentence, and I need to Itchy Scratchy brain rhythm myself back into motion here. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting sleepy, but here's Dubstep.
I get in the car and I play wonky ass music. I need wonky woo woo wubby music. I want some shit that goes womp womp. I want it to like literally go woo 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 in my brain. Like I need like wonky wubby. I need scratchy itchy brain rhythm. Give me scratchy, itchy brain rhythm. Give me that ear, ear, ear. Wonky ass music. Fucking, I want the wubs to sound wet. I like the weird shit. Give me weird music, that's what I want. I'm Scratchy, itchy brain rhythm. Give me scratchy, itchy brain rhythm. Give me that ear, ear, ear. Wonky ass music. I want the wubs to sound wet. I like the weird shit. Give me weird music, that's what I want.
Love Subtronix. He's so talented and still chooses to use like the goofiest of vocal samples, which that one was like directed at him for sure to be like put into a song, because that is the only stuff he makes is super weird stuff. But a lovely human being. Can't wait to finally catch him live. It's going to be super fun. That definitely really like energized me. I was kind of going goofy gremlin mode in the studio there for a bit. I didn't realize how much I liked itchy, scratchy brain rhythm, but it's true. Once that stuff comes on, I can go a little nutty for a bit. And now since I'm feeling it, we're back. Who cares? Let's do whatever. I'm going to play something even crazy. No, we'll just play it. Nah, we'll do something even crazier. So Must I came out with this track called Chaos, and there's like a bunch of remixes of it, and I played one of them a little bit ago. I think I played maybe the original track, and then I also played like the Flux Pavilion remix of it perhaps. But there's this other one called the Slow Boy remix, and it's I always get this dang word wrong, but like Baile Funk, and it's just really sick, because I think the original Chaos track really blew people away because of how gnarly I keep using that dang word, how like gritty and undistilled the production was, especially in the sound design. Like everything just sounds like sharp and like ripping and like super like feral fantasy vibes, which is actually one of the names of Must Die's albums, I think, come to think of it. So that's extremely aptly named, or perhaps influenced my train of thought there in describing it. But just recently, this song's been out for 5-6 years, and just recently there was a remix album released. One of them is Slow Boy, and he does a bunch of this kind of Baile music, and I really like this one, because I feel like it pulls away from that. It still has all the crazy production stuff, which I feel like nowadays people can get to that sound a little bit easier, I think, so it's a little bit more present. Especially in more like feral hard style stuff, but I don't know, it's still, I love this track. I love that kind of original sound, and whenever I hear it I think of this track. And this one kind of takes a step in a different direction and makes the emphasis or the chaos of it really all in the percussion. You can like follow this like Baile beat for a little bit, but it really falls apart. I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like it's pulling you all over the place. But like, if I ever hear this in the club, I'm gonna like throw crazy white boy booty to it, because it goes insane. It's super danceable, especially in a throwing booty sense. So get into it. Also, yes, in the chat, eat wonky. Exactly. Love Subtronics and Itchy Scratchy. Anyway, here is Chaos, the Slow Boy remix. I might have played this on air. I'm just playing stuff at this point. And we are going to play Saibo one more time because it goes insane, man. It stims me so hard. I get so riled up from that song, but not in like a weird way, FCC. Don't worry about that. But in like, if it was in the club, maybe in a weird way. Who knows? It's really good. But for now, here's Chaos, Slow Boy remix. Nutty track, killer track even, probably killed your eardrums this late at night, but whatever. I so want to go to DefCon, so bad. DefCon, it's some hard style festival not in the States. One day when I'm rich and famous, or just rich, or just famous, or probably neither, and I just do it because it sounds fun, and I'm young, and whatever. But yeah, love that track so much. Love, Must Die, fantastic person. Producer, and can't say enough about them, and I've definitely gone ad nauseum on the show before about them, so go check them out. And Slow Boy makes a lot of that style of that beat, so check that out too if you liked that. I especially like some of his collabs with Just a Gent. I think they're both really good. He has like a remix of one of the collabs as well, like a VIP, but I think it's just his VIP. Both super, super fun. So go check it out. I've been moving a little bit to those last two, and I'm feeling sleepy again. I kind of wanted to pivot over to the Skrillex Ultra set and jump to this one track that just is so good. But I don't know where it is in the timestamp, so I'm not gonna plague all of us with me like skipping around looking for it. But that's a crazy set. You should go listen to it. But for now, let's do something you might be familiar with because I played it already, but it goes crazy. So we're going to play it again. And then I'm going to leave and try and turn on Rivendell fast enough so that I don't have to read another. You know what? Never mind. We'll read another PSA. It's an honor, truly. It's another walking PSA, but this one with the Beatles down the alley. What is it? Stinking called something. I should know what this is called because I have like four shirts with it on. It's Diagon Alley from Harry Potter. No, give me 1 second. I'm gonna come to it as I'm saying it. Anyway, pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. Anyway. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Good advice. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. I still can't think of the stinking street that the Beatles are crossing, but that's fine. That's not what you're here to hear. You are here to hear it's Abbey Road. Thank you, loyal chat listener. I knew I had it wrong when I was saying alley, honestly, but I had the Wordle orientation right, you know, like I was close, kind of alley, Abbey. You can see where. Okay, anyway, in honor of the song title, I'm going to shut my booty up and play Cybao one more time to take us out. What a crazy track to listen to right before perhaps bed for some of you. I've got another 25-minute walk and then probably like, I don't know, maybe little games for a little bit. I've been so productive today, so I feel like I can reward myself with a little treat of like staying up even later than I want to and like playing games for no reason, so we might do that. But for now, this one goes out to my brother Dalton. Shout out you. I'm playing the same song twice in a show, which I've probably done before because I'm annoying with music that I like, but this one's worth it because it's crazy. It's so full. There's so much happening in this track. I really like it. Let's get into it. Here is Cybao. You know what? I'm going to start with Robot Dancing ID, just like towards the end of it, and bring it into Cybao, because I like the vocal leading into it. It's pretty nice. Pretty fun. Pretty nice. So let's do that. I don't know where the heck this is going to lead in. It might be kind of rough, but oh well. Dude, it's the holy thing I was talking about earlier.
Get off the block. sins. Cripple the face.
Come on, let the beat rock.
Good. Anyone who has me on Spotify has, or and who pays attention to, you know, like what your friends are listening to, has just seen me listening to that track like on repeat since I heard it the first time. It's so fun. I love it so much. It's so like kind of goofy at the end a little bit, but still super super energetic, and I don't know, I really like it. I can't wait to hear it live. I can't wait to see Juelz live. I've missed every time he's been anywhere remotely close. I've been even further from home, so pain, I guess, but one day I'm gonna see one of those sets, and I'm gonna, I don't know, probably like hurt myself like super hard in the pit, because it's just like he brings such a crazy energy to those sets. And if that song doesn't show off what you're getting into, then check out the rest of his discography. I truly think Floor Space is one of the greatest electronic music albums of the past 5-10 years. So go check it out. There's also a remix album with a bunch of other crazy artists that you might like. So maybe hear those interpretations of Juelz's music. But Floor Space goes insane. Very loopable album too, if you just need to like lock in for a little bit and want some feral rave music. Wow, I actually went for another whole hour. That's kind of probably terrible. I've got therapy in the morning, man. Yeah, that's right, I'm therapy virtue signaling. Yeah, and I have a matcha and a labibus or whatever they're called. No, okay, I know they're called labubu, but I do hate them. I also don't like matcha. And I'm kind of a performative male though, because I've been acting like a guy this whole time. But you guys okay, just kidding. This is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, I said that with such, like, believability. I love you all. That's like when a couple goes to bed angry. You shouldn't do that. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. God, okay, I need to go home. You all should go home, too, if you aren't there yet. Or keep the party alive if you're out partying. But those are your only two options. Yeah, take care. I have to get Rivendell going. Please, 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 please. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for the wrecks of random people, too. Super fun. And thank you for correcting Abbey Road. And thanks for listening to Subtronics at 12:45. Okay, bye. Oh, my God, it's Phoebe Bridgers! Shoes.